Good morning and welcome to All Things Jessamine. I'm Doug Fain. On today's program, we're going to be talking to a fella. He was one of nine brothers that grew up in our community, and they all played in sports at Jessamine County High School. The Warren family, very prominent in our school system. Van Warren is who we're going to be talking to today. He came into the studios and will tell us all about the family and what they've been doing throughout all these years. Coming up next on All Things Jessamine, brought to you by the Farmers Bank of Jessamine County.
Beginnings are important, especially when it comes to building a future. From start to finish, Farmers Bank of Jessamine County will be with you every step of the way. Whether it's a house, a car, a college fund, or saving for retirement, it all starts here. Stop by any of our four convenient Jessamine County locations today or visit us on the web at myfarmersbank.net. Banking with friends and neighbors, Farmers Bank of Jessamine County, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Good morning and welcome to All Things Jessamine. Glad to have you on this Saturday morning as we continue to learn about people, places, and things in our community. Today we're going to talk to a fella whose family is well-known in our county, especially as far as, I think, athletics. And when I think of the Warren family, I think that there probably was no more athletic of a family in our school system as the Warrens. Well, today we have Van Warren with us, and we appreciate him coming. Good morning.
Morning, Dad.
Glad to have you this morning, and you were just telling me I was lucky to catch you because I had got a hold of you on Facebook and asked you if you'd do this, and I didn't know but that you've moved to Texas, and you just happened to be in town.
Just happened to be in town. All the brothers family reunion, so yeah. They're all in town, so yeah, it's just the way things happen, because it was the furthest thing from my mind when
and
I saw these ticks. I'm like, man, and I wasn't for sure if you'd be able to do it today,
yeah.
Because like I said, I'm going out of town tomorrow,
right.
So yeah.
Good. Well, I'm glad it worked out.
Yeah.
You know, you've been a member of our Facebook. You grew up Jessamine County page, and so you see a lot of that stuff. But, you know, we've had some pictures on there of you and some of your brothers. And most people that knew you guys, the first thing they think about was all the sports that you were involved in the school systems here. Of course, that was back when it was Jessamine County High,
exactly. And
maybe even further than that. But before we get into that, let's talk about the Warrens. Tell us a little bit about your mom and dad, who they were. Do you even know how they got to be here?
Well, let's see. I know my mom was born and raised in Canton, Mississippi.
Yeah.
Then they moved to Portland, Oregon. My dad was born in, I'm pretty sure, I think he was born in Garrett County.
Okay.
And had family here in Jessamine. But anyway, he was in the Army, located in Portland, Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
He met my mom out there.
Oh, that's how they met.
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
And brought her Kentucky.
Came back to Kentucky. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I guess being in Garrett, it was right close.
It's close, yes, yes. Still got relatives in Garrett County.
Now, they got me. Do you know about when that would have been?
Oh, let's see. So to help you, my mom will be 95 years old, October the 20th. She's born in 1922. My dad passed away in 1970. Let's see, I was 16. My oldest brother, Joe, was 72.
Yeah.
And let's see, so
75, 73, 4, somewhere in there,
yeah,
years ago.
Yeah.
So they got married, and now what did your dad do as a trade after?
My dad worked, I remember, he worked at Avon at one point, and then when he passed away, he was working at Lexington Economy Drugs.
Yeah.
He was working with James Jennings' dad, Beasley, Beasley.
Yeah,
with
yeah.
They rode together, and I would wait for him, me and my brothers would wait for him when he got off work up at the First Baptist Church. We'd sit out there on that pillar and wait for him to come in from work and...
Right up here on York Street.
Yes.
Now, Jess Beasley, you talked about old man Jess Beasley.
Yes.
He just died not long ago.
Yes,
was a war veteran.
Yes.
And received Legion of Honor from France. I mean,
exactly.
some stuff.
Exactly.
Nice guy.
Yes. Yes,
so they
yes.
rode together to work.
Yes. Rode
cool.
together to work. And like I said, my mom did not work until... See, my dad passed in 1970. And tell you something about that. How that... when my dad passed, it was during football season. Of course, all my family was in. I was a starting running back,
mm-hmm.
and I'm pretty sure my brother Curtis, who's 2 years younger than me, he was, I know he started on defense, and my brother under me, Doyle, and Ray, we were all on the team.
Mm-hmm.
In tribute, they started all four of us at night.
Did they really?
Yes, they started all four of us at night.
Who would have been the coach? Do you remember? Would it be 70, did
it was
you say?
Either, yes.
Would it have been Elmer Stevenson?
Is he, maybe been Mr. Stevenson. I think it was Mr. Stevenson.
Yeah, I probably was. Billy Lockridge was before that.
Yes, it was Mr. Stevenson.
Yeah.
Started off for
Elmer Stevenson, yeah. What about? All right, so your mom and dad, they get married, they end up here. Mm-hmm. He's where, you said something about her working. Did she work outside the home?
My mom did not go to work until my daddy passed in 1970. My mom went to work, I think it's like 1972. Two or three.
Well, I think I know a very good reason she didn't work out that. So she had probably the hardest job because at some point in time, these guys decided to start a family. And when they got done, how many kids were there? How many of you guys were there?
I've got eight brothers. Eight brothers.
Counting you?
Counting me. So it's nine total.
Nine total. All boys.
All boys.
No,
yes.
No girls.
Yes. Nine of us in 12 years. My oldest brother is 72.
Yeah.
My youngest brother is 60.
That was your mother's job.
Yeah,
she had a job.
Yeah,
of course, the good thing about it, your oldest brother, by the time your youngest one was born, he was 12, so mm-hmm. you had a couple that could kind of take care of himself.
Right,
but still,
right.
Nine boys in 12 years, that woman's a saint.
Yeah, she is.
She's a saint.
She is.
All right, let's start with the brothers. Let's go from the top, and if you could, give me their name. Maybe tell me a little bit about them, maybe what they did, where they are, that kind of thing. So who was oldest?
Joe was the oldest brother.
And you say he's 70. Is he still living?
He's still. All my brothers, we're blessed.
So all of yours?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so Joe's 72.
Joe's 72, graduated from then Rosenwald Dunbar, I guess, in 19.
Well, it would have been prior to 60-some because
60
he was...
something,
Because that was one of the... Ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening and new to our community, at one time, you know, we have two high schools now, East and West, but at one time, back prior to about 60, there was three high schools in our county. You had Nicholasville High, you had Wilmore High, and then you had Rosenwald High, and it was located out here on the Maple Street,
right.
Green Street area.
Right.
So Joe would have been there.
He graduated from there.
Okay.
Okay. So he's retired.
Did he play sports?
Yes, he played basketball.
He probably played for
basketball.
Leonard Cavell.
He did.
Yeah.
Franklin, who went 1 year at Jessamine,
uh-huh.
he also played for Mr. Cavell.
Is he the next in line?
Yes, Franklin's
all right.
Next in. He's retired, lives in Lansing, Michigan. Joe lives in Sarasota, Florida.
Okay.
Then there's Dennis.
Okay, he's next. That's three.
He lives in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, retired.
Okay.
Enos.
Uh-huh.
Graduated from Jessamine County High in 68.
Okay.
He's retired. He lives in Springfield, Illinois.
All right.
Then there's Tim, who just moved back from Georgia. He works in Lexington, lives in Lexington
uh-huh.
now. Then there's myself.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, I just moved to Texas, just
right.
retired from Toyota, 27 and a half years. Then there's Dole,
uh-huh.
who's a minister, still in Lexington, works in Lexington.
Right.
Then there's Curtis,
uh-huh.
works in Lexington, KU. And then there's Ray, my youngest brother, works at, he's a mail carrier, works for the post department.
Here around its area?
Works in Lexington, yes.
So all of the older boys, other than you, ended up away from here, out of state.
When they graduated college. So whatever a job, that's what they took, and that's how they all got. Joe was in retail before he got into
uh-huh.
education. Franklin was in retail.
Uh-huh.
Enos was in retail. Dennis. And so they just went where
it was necessary.
Were. Yes.
Did all nine of you go to college?
We all nine went to college. Let's see. The only ones who short of graduating was Ray and Dole.
Yeah.
Probably need no longer than a year to finish if they wanted to. Yes.
And did all of you play sports?
Yeah, all played sports. Yes.
Now, was your daddy athletic? Where do you think that came from?
I'm not sure.
You just think about it, man. To have nine boys to start with is amazing.
Yes.
To have them all, this right here, folks, speaks volumes about Mr. and Miss Warren.
Mm.
Have all nine go to college and all nine play in sports and athletics.
Yes.
That's unique.
Yes.
Now, did all of you play kind of the same sports? You played everything.
Joe was simply basketball because Rosenwald didn't have a football team.
Okay.
When he graduated.
Okay.
Okay. Franklin went after Jessamine. He played football, basketball, and baseball. Dennis played basketball. Enos played basketball and baseball. Tim played all three.
Uh-huh.
I played all three. Dole played all three. Curtis played all three. And Ray played all
That's
three.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
And as you said, when in the first of the program, you talked about when your dad died. At one time, there was, three or four of you on the same team?
Yeah, it was always, and even in Little League, they tried when they'd have tryouts and everything. My dad, it was sort of a stipulation, hey, you got to try to keep as many of them as you can
together.
On the same team.
Sure.
Otherwise, Yes, we lived 6 miles out in the country.
Okay.
Used to hitchhike to practice and stuff. And a lot of the coaches were so nice. They knew the situation. And a lot of times we couldn't play. The coaches had to take us home.
Yeah.
Had to take us home.
Man, you get you got half the team in the Warrens right there.
Yes, yes. And so sometimes when Babe Ruth season was going, of course, Lily, we had our brothers in Babe Ruth and Lily. So my mom and dad was at all. They was, boom, all the games.
All right, I'm going to ask you a biased question. You got to keep yourself out of it. Who's the best athlete of the whole bunch?
Can't count myself?
Well, no, because okay. I know.
Not count myself. It's probably going to be next in line would probably be, I'm going to let him listen to you. I'm going to make sure. It's probably.
That's a loaded
I'm
question.
I'm going to say Franklin.
Yeah.
He was good. He was a real good running back.
You pretty much excelled in everything,
yes,
didn't you?
Yes.
You're
yes.
very lucky to be able to have that talent.
Yeah. I was.
What was your favorite, though? Did you have a favorite sport?
Not really. Just whichever one we was playing at
the time.
Yeah.
Did they much overlap back then?
Yes, they did. Most of the times when I finished football, basketball season had started. They'd started practicing anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, you know, and a lot of people think, well, if you're doing football or basketball, you're in shape. No, there's different kind of conditions.
Right.
I was in football shape, so when basketball started, I had to get in basketball set.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I tell you a funny story. Coach Deskins.
Steve Deskins.
Yes. My senior year, I played football, and I'd always been after school every day, you know, playing these sports.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just tired. And I told him, I said, look here, I don't want to play basketball. I'm not going to. He heard, rumor got out. I don't know if I told him, but somebody told him. And he came to me and said, I heard you're not going to play basketball. Don't want to play. I said, man, I said, I'm just tired of running and stuff. Mm-hmm. So he said, okay, so. Well, we won't do that much running. And so I went on and played. We had one of the better records, 25-5.
Oh, my gosh.
Should have went to state tournament.
Yeah.
Didn't. But, we had one of the better records until Keith Peel and those guys came along.
Yeah, in 1990. That was with, and by the way, folks, we're talking about that. We interviewed earlier this year. Kevin Burton.
Yeah.
Who is the coach now at Union College, which won their national championship last year. And then, of course, Chris Holtman, who, when that happened, when we were interviewing Kevin, Chris was still at Butler.
Yeah.
And now he's got a big job at Ohio State.
Yeah.
Very successful.
And I was assistant basketball coach and head baseball coach when Chris was playing. And, of course, Kevin played baseball.
You know, I forgot that you.
Yes.
That's
yes.
right. Well, you mentioned coaches, and you mentioned Steve Deskins, who from Pikeville originally, the Deskins, a bunch of them. Did he coach baseball, too?
Yes.
He had basketball
Yes.
And then you ended up coaching baseball.
I was head baseball for 7 years. I was assistant basketball for six. And I was
when would that have been?
From 1982 to 1989.
See, I graduated in 80, so you were there after I got out.
Yeah. I had a bunch of good coaches, and I remember even in junior high, and I just make and I want to go see him get, but Steve Snowden, was one of my.
Oh my gosh, I hadn't thought about.
In junior high.
Yeah, forever.
Yeah. Used to take me home after practice. We was on double sessions.
Yeah,
I was in the morning session.
Yeah,
and so
because you live in the county.
Yes, mm-hmm. And so we would come in town. We'd go home, mm-hmm. But then we most of the time we'd hitchhike in.
Yeah,
but Steve. Would take us home after practice. He had a big Oldsmobile Tornado. I never used to get that thing.
Whereabouts, you said you live 6 miles.
6 miles where'd out y'all, on 39, out past Black Bridge.
Oh, okay, down Sufferwell Road.
Yes, Sufferwell
down
Road.
In that area.
Down Sufferwell, yes.
All right, that was a pretty good little hitchhike through
about
there.
6 miles. But back then, it was safe. Everybody knew us.
Well, of course.
We'd get out there and
you didn't have to worry
didn't,
about
didn't
it.
Didn't have to worry about it, no.
You grew up, man, in an air time, and you know everybody's got good memories of when they grow up.
Yeah.
But I always thought that when you were growing up, Nicholasville was more of a Mayberry.
Right, it was.
It was like you said. Everybody knew everybody. You didn't worry about locking your doors. My mother was. We took her somewhere this weekend. She was telling my wife about how on Saturdays, of course, she's quite a bit older than you, but they would drive their car down on Main Street and park it, and then walk home to Brown Street, so that when they walked back that night, they're parking, have a good parking space to just sit and talk.
Yeah,
and that's what you did back then.
Yeah.
You remember those things, don't you?
Yeah, it was great, man. I mean, kids don't know. Like I said, we grew up out in the country, so we didn't have. But to come into town, we'd only come into town on Saturdays.
Mm-hmm.
My dad come in town. We used to pick up pop balls and stuff to come in and sell walnuts bring them in by the truckload and sell them and all this kind of stuff. But kids don't, they don't know about this stuff.
They have no clue.
In front of TVs with the remote.
Yeah, you're right. We on this trip that I just referred to with my mom, we saw one of the prettiest tobacco fields that I've seen in a long time. And, of course, around here, you just don't see it anymore. And I made the comment, I said, our kids wouldn't even know what that is. Yeah. If they were to see it, my three would not have a clue.
Yeah. So my dad was the only income we had.
Yeah.
So all my brothers and stuff, at about, 8 or 9 or 10, we started working in tobacco. We was working in tobacco. We was baling hay.
Right.
That's how we got our money.
That's
to
right.
buy our school clothes and all that
sure.
stuff.
Sure. Yeah. You had to.
Yeah, had to.
And you didn't think anything about it. That was life.
Yeah. But I tell somebody now, I can ride by. And most of the time now, you see them, it's roll bale.
Right.
But back then, it was that
square
bale. And you had the hook and you throw it.
Rick them up on the wagon.
I'm 13 years old, weighing 95 pounds, and I'm throwing, slinging this hay and stuff. They'd have to pay me $100 an hour and then go out. I'm not, I see it.
Yeah, but you know, I did that too. I'd much rather be on a hay wagon than I would in the back of my handing up.
Yeah.
But rough work, hard work.
Yes.
And but that's what you did.
That's what you did.
That's just what you did. What's some of your favorite memories of growing up here? And you might mention, if there's anybody, people or anything.
Just hanging out, you know, with my brothers. We had a good time at home and stuff. And then, of course, going through school and stuff. Like I said, we had good coach. Mr. Stevenson.
Yeah.
Gosh. Mr. Conyers.
Yeah.
John Harrod. All those guys. I mean, they were just great to us to have those kind of coaches and stuff.
Right.
But knew our situation, that if we was going to play, a lot of times, they would have to bring us home.
Yeah.
I mean, Coach
Diskins
brought us home so many times.
Yeah.
He had a little Volkswagen Bug. And that's just one of the things they knew, that if we were going to play, they would have to bring us home.
But it paid off. The contributions that you and your brothers made to our teams would have been a whole different thing if you had not been there.
Yeah.
You helped the teams out.
But it was good. I had a lot of good coaches. John Knetzer. Bobby Knetzer.
Sure.
Coached me. It was my little league coach.
Yeah.
Gosh. I was asking Bronny the other day when I was over this house and said he's still around.
Oh, yes. Yeah, yes, he is. Yeah, it is.
Seen, yeah.
Well, now, not only did you have to play sports, you had to do some schoolwork. Who was some of your favorite teachers?
Oh, shoot. Mr. Gravel was one of my.
He was a gem.
Yes, yes. Mr. Moody, George Moody.
Yeah.
Miss Soper. Seventh
Francis
grade
Soper. I think Mr. Moody taught math, didn't he?
Yes.
Yep.
Miss Soper. Who else was Miss Braden?
She's still around, Susan Braden.
We're friends on Facebook, so we.
Yeah.
But I had a lot of good teachers.
Yeah.
Too many to mention.
Yeah, a lot of them. So I guess every one of your brothers went through our Jessamine County system.
Yes,
different.
Every one of them did. Every one of them.
And they all did pretty daggone good, didn't they?
Yeah, did good.
Do you see them much?
Like I said, we get together at least twice a year.
Yeah.
In July, we go to, they come to Lexington, my place. Well, now they're going to have to come to Texas. and then in May, so my mom splits time. She stays 6 months with my brother in Florida.
Okay.
She's there from December to June. Then she comes to Lexington. She was staying with me from July to time to go back. So she's staying with my brother Tim now since I moved to Texas. But we always go down to Florida the week of Mother's Day.
Yes,
we
good.
Stay down there for a whole week playing golf and hanging out and stuff. So.
And you said your mother was how old?
My mom would be 95 October the 20th.
Wow.
Still in good health.
Good.
You know, mind still strong.
Yeah, right.
Got a little arthritis and everything, but other than that, goes wherever she wants to go.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
Hey,
if she can get through raising 9 boys, that woman can do anything.
Yeah, she can do it.
She can fight an army.
Yeah, she's still pretty strong. Yeah.
That's a job.
She still kind of want to tell us what to do sometimes.
Well, but that's mama.
It is, exactly.
So you were telling me before we went on there how you ended up in Texas. I did not realize you were there. I thought you were still around here.
Like I said, got married last June.
Yeah.
Retired from Toyota, and my wife, all her family.
They're from there.
No, they're from Lexington.
Oh, but they live there.
They've all migrated. She's got two sisters there. Her daughter's there, and so they all migrate to Texas. And so my plan was before she came into the picture, I was going to stay in Lexington, but I was just going to go to Florida in the winter.
Yeah.
Because we was tired of the winter, so it worked out. I'm still in a warm climate.
You like it down there?
Yes, it's hot, but if I don't want to go outside, I don't have to.
You just don't go outside?
Yes, yes. It's hot. But yeah, I like it. It's a big, big place. Houston is huge.
We live
right outside of Houston, about 30 minutes outside of Houston. It's huge. A lot of traffic that I'm not used to. And
right.
I've got my ways that I get around with. If I didn't have that thing, I'd
how
be
did
lost.
We? Well, I started to say, how did we operate with these? He's pointing to his smartphone, guys. But
you didn't have to.
You used paper maps if you went anywhere like that. But you really didn't go anywhere like that.
No.
You were mentioning coming to town on Saturdays.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember any of those places you used to go when you came to town?
Oh, most of the time when we come in, we would just go down. We'd hang out down here to the Y. But down here on Maple Street, we just hang out. Or, like I said, we would bring stuff in to sale.
Yeah.
We didn't have a washer and dryer or anything at the home. So a lot of times, too, it's kind of embarrassing for us. But we would go to Zandale, if you know Zandale, up in Lexington.
Yeah, up there off South of
Yes. Uh-huh. They had a big laundromat up there.
Okay.
And that's where we would take all our clothes to go. And you talking... Yeah. There's six or seven of us, so...
A lot of clothes. A
lot of clothes. It's kind of embarrassing for us. We didn't have no baskets or nothing.
Yeah.
We had them in sheets or whatever, in pillowcases. And
you did what you had to do.
Yeah, and we were spending a lot of time up there at the laundromat.
I guess.
But, yeah.
I mean, you know, if you got football mud on them pants and basketball sweat and all that. Exactly. And all them boys, a lot of clothes.
Exactly.
You know, Van, it's very good to hear the success story that you've told us today about a big family. Don't get us wrong, folks. Times were good. Life was good. But it was hard.
Yeah.
And you have to say that it was a hard life back then. I got tickled. You was asking about my oldest sister-in-law, Debbie, who you went to school with, her husband. We were talking not long ago, and he said, you know, people talk about the good old days. He said, you think about it, they really weren't that good.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you didn't have air conditioning, and you didn't have a washer and dryer, and you had, you know, it was tough. Yeah. It was tough. And to only think that about this man and woman, who nine boys, and again, I have to emphasize this, to put them all into college and to see them all succeed like you all have, to be very active in your school, in the athletics especially, it says a lot for Mr. and Ms. Warren. It really does, and I hope that you will extend to her how we feel about that, because, you know, nowadays, and I've got three, and I'm wondering, how in the world do we ever get it done sometimes? Yeah. I just can't imagine. Yeah.
Things were a little bit slower then, you know.
Everything
was a little bit slower pace, you know.
They were slower.
Everybody now, you know, everybody's, I don't know how it happened, but like I've been in town got in town July the 14th, and there's a lot of people I wanted to see and stuff, but just so much going on, seemed like
you can't find time.
No, just run out of time.
It's hard, and I don't know. The days haven't got shorter for any, you know,
no.
But we just get busier is what it is.
So my house in Lexington that I lived for, 24 years, and I wanted, some of my neighbors still there, and I said, when I told them when I got back in town, I was going to get over, not been over there.
Yeah.
So hopefully today, maybe I'll get a chance to ride over there and see them. So.
Well, I just appreciate, our time is up, but I just appreciate you taking time for me.
Man, I appreciate it. Glad I could do it.
Because as I said before, and if you go to our Facebook page, anytime that we've had pictures of you guys on, people's comments have been very complimentary.
Thank you guys
and the way, not only the athletic ability and the way you played sports, but just a really good family that we have had in our community. And I'm just tickled to death that all of you are doing well.
Thank you.
You're welcome in this county. Anytime you want to come back, we love to have any of you to visit. And a lot of people out there remember the Warrens, and that name in the annals of sports history in Jessamine County will be remembered for a long time. Yeah. Did you set any records? That you know of?
I don't know. Maybe a couple of records in baseball. My senior year, I batted 525. And we went to the state tournament. I started as a freshman. So we went to the state tournament all four years.
Wow.
Yes. Well, I'll take it back now. Three out of four.
Yeah.
The one year we got beat, we should. Keith East, if you was listening, if you hadn't dropped that throw to home plate. No, that's my bud, too. All those guys, we still... It was a good group of guys.
Yeah, that's great.
A bunch of them. I'm friends with a lot of them on Facebook. And man, Jim Coke Williams, Rick Durham.
Jim, one of our good. In fact, Jim has been on our show with his dad. And you're mentioning
he was my So, Dr. Williams was our doctor.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So you mentioned some really good fellas there.
Yeah, it was.
Thanks for coming in, Van. Safe trip. Tell all the family hello from us.
I appreciate it a lot. Thanks.
My thanks to Van Warren for coming in this morning and talking to us about his family and their contributions to our community. We appreciate you coming in every Saturday morning for All Things Jessamine. We'll do it again next week at 11 o'clock. Don't forget my regular show. I'm on every weekday morning from 6 until 8 a.m. right here on Jess FM 105.9.
In 1934, a brand new house cost about $6,000. The cost of a gallon of gas was 10 cents. And in 1934, Farmers Bank of Jessamine County opened their doors at 200 North Main Street in Nicholasville. And they've been there ever since. The times may have changed, but Farmers Bank is still here. Still proud to be the only locally owned and locally operated bank in Jessamine County. Banking with friends and neighbors. Farmers Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC.